We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we've been talking about it. It's kind of crazy this summer because kids are out of school, hanging out at home. Cato said, though, that some parents send their kids off to camp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have a friend, and she's barely seeing her kids,
she
right?
said, I think I got 2 days this whole summer because of camp, church camp, you know, sporting camp, and I think just dropping her off at some other camp and...
Any
camp.
Yeah.
REI.
The mall.
Where you buy some camping gear.
We actually are dealing with this for the first time. Our daughter did a day camp with this, like an animal care thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was 4 days, took her in the morning, picked her up in the afternoon. But she's going to be going to her first ever stay there for the whole week camp.
Well, thousands of American parents are enjoying a nice quiet summer because their kids are going to a sleepaway camp, Tom.
Okay, I'm not enjoying it all at all. I am not looking forward to it at all. I am dreading it.
Then you would think at times, I have friends who have kids, and at times they have to let the kids, leave them at home, whatever.
Yeah.
So they can have a date night. I'm sure your wife misses you.
Are you kidding?
Only you. Okay, never mind.
You know what? We get the in-laws to watch them when we want date night.
Yeah.
I don't need to send them off to 5 days of camp.
Well, maybe your daughter wants some her time.
Well, get this. 67% of parents actually miss their kids when they are going to camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. 39% actually worry about their kids when they are at camp.
Heck yeah.
And then there's a bunch of parents that they're happy that their kids are experiencing an amazing time at camp.
Well, yeah.
Learning new things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how
like
to.
Like what?
Well, you know, I remember going to 4-H camp.
What did you learn?
And, well, you know what? I have a belt that I made, and then you could take the leather, and then you would like make your name on the back of the belt. Like a leather, like
oh, those are fun little crafts.
I misspelled my name on the back, but
that don't surprise us.
I learned to shoot a bow and arrow at 4-H camp.
Okay,
we would go and we would shoot bows and arrows, and we'd go canoeing.
All right,
stuff like
I've taught my daughter to shoot a bow and arrow. I have one. I don't think what you described with the belt is, what did you say earlier, amazing new things they were learning?
Well, just, you know, things like art, skills, you know, painting out in the forest and stuff like that. You could choose whatever thing that you want to learn.
You're also learning how to get up on your own and deal with kids and follow a routine.
Yeah, I mean, look at me. I mean, if I had some leather here right now, I could misspell my name on the back of a belt.
I bet you could.
Yeah.
And the best one in the room doing it.
I could do that because you would hammer it on, and then you would put like a tanning, like some kind of something on it to make the leather
sounds
darker.
Like you learned it pretty well.
Yeah.
I went to Boy Scout camp.
Yeah.
So we had crafts. I learned how to take my pants off in the lake and put them around my neck and use them as a flotation device.
You could
blow it up, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Blow up your pants.
Where was the counselor during all this? Because it sounds kind of creepy.
No, they're watching. I got my,
I bet they were.
My swimming skill award on that one.
When we blew up our pants, it was a totally different thing. They were teaching us. That cafeteria food was not good. But here's something, and how did you go to a camp when you had cheerleading camp, didn't you?
Yeah, but my overnight camp, I went one time to overnight camp.
Okay. Well, did you
I didn't like it.
Did you get homesick?
Yes, I did.
That was just last week in our RV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got an RV.
I loved camp when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We would go to church camp, we would go for a whole week, and then I would go back the next week because it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I loved it, but I don't want my daughter doing it because I miss her.
Well, I fell in love at church camp with the camp counselor.
What was his name?
No, I mean, but we had the guy camp counselors.
Okay, I guess we understand.
The girls had their camp counselors, and her name was Jan. I still remember her. And I wanted to hold her hand when we had the firework campsite sing-along at Friday night.
Aww.
I got to stand beside her. I didn't get to hold her hand.
Wow, and she's looking at your belt going, Hack? How you doing, Hack?
Yeah. That was
whack.
That was anyway. 41% of kids are homesick after being at camp the fourth day.
Aww.
So you know what? When your daughter goes, Tom, she'll be homesick for you and would want to see daddy at, you know, the fourth day.
I don't think so. She's pretty good at getting away from home.
Yeah, and then 2 days after the kids come back, the parents that miss them say, gosh, I wish you were back at that camp. Clean your room.
Yeah, I know.
I'm glad I don't have kids.
Y'all are making me sad already now.
Aww.
I'm like dreading this whole thing.
Well, just go with her.
Oh, can
I? Buy the can of cheese balls and you'll be fine.
I can't, though, because they don't have internet there.
That's okay. A good thing.
Okay.
It is?
It is for kids to go somewhere without internet, yes.
Just for a week or so.
Yes.
Well, it's working because it's keeping me from going.
There you go.
I would be there with it. If they had internet, I'd just go with her.
Aw.
Okay.
Creepy. I mean, I love her, but I'm not going if there's no internet.
Well, and if you want to practice camping, go with Heidi in her RV. Heidi's been staying in that for
weeks.
Don't
do that to me.
I've been trying to get her to bring it up here and let's camp out.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Does it have internet?
Could you imagine Heidi's camp if you send your kids to Heidi's camp? They'd learn how much, you know, the guy makes before you go out on a date with him and stuff like that.
And how much sodium's in that.
Yeah.
I like that.
How to make a turkey out of tofu.
Yeah.
And other things.
Whatever you do, don't send your daughter to that camp. Heidi Aiken camp.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.